There's a lot of talk across the state about a bumper wheat crop and low prices. Kim, let's start out with the price. What's happening?
Well, if you look at prices, they're continuing to go down. The Kansas City July contract, it created a new low this week at $4.50. It closed at $4.52 that day. You look past the last couple months at the nearby contracts, they've got a floor at about $4.38. So the July could lose another 12 before it hits that. If you look at the basis, elevators lowered their basis another 5 cents this week. And the old crop basis and the new crop basis are the same now, and they range from about a minus 80 cents to a minus 65 cents across the state.
The eyes of the world of the wheat world are on Oklahoma and Kansas right now. What are they finding in the fields?
Well, they're finding more wheat. The April showers, they made more than flours this year. We had the Oklahoma wheat crop tour this year, this week, and they came in at 130 million bushels. You can compare that to 99 million bushels last year. That's a 31% increase in production. If you go back to prices and you look at harvest last year, the Oklahoma price was right around $5. It was below $5 earlier in June. It was above $5 in July, but then $5 is a pretty good level. Right now, the market's offering about $3.85 to $3.90. That's a 20% decline in the price from last year. With 31% more production, only 20% lower prices, producers will be better off from an income basis this year with more wheat and lower price than they were last year with less wheat and higher price.
So let's say that all that 31% more wheat is actually harvested. Where are we going to put all that wheat?
Well, space is tight, and the elevators are cleaning facilities right now. I know some elevators are bagging it. I know some elevators are creating outside storage. In other words, a bunker storage where they're covering it with tarp. I was invited up to Medford or Pond Creek this week to observe some of that. So the elevators are getting ready, but storage is going to be tight. If you look at this time last year, we had about 60 million bushels in the bin. This year, we got 98 million. If we ship 20, that still leaves 78 million bushels. We only produced 99 last year in the bin. So storage is going to be tight. If locations that run out of storage, the basis is going to go down because the elevator is going to have to buy and ship that wheat almost immediately. So there could be a basis problem there.
Let's talk about what that could mean to the Oklahoma wheat farmer and the industry.
Well, there's two things that impact that, $3.85, $3.90 price we got right now. If we run out of storage, the basis is going to go down. That could take that price down. If we also test weight's extremely important. We've talked about that before. If we come in with, below a 58, but really below a 60-pound test weight wheat, we need 60 or better. That wheat is not going to be, the new crop wheat will go on the market, but we really need some heavy wheat to blend out some of last year's low test weight wheat. So if we don't have that test weight, I think basis is going to go in the tank because we'll have a lot of light wheat in the bin.
Okay, thank you much, Kim. Grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.